This is not Bruce.
Oh, okay. Well, good. I'll talk to you then.
This is someone else.
Is this Mike?
This is Mike. Yeah, it's working this time. Cool. Okay, let me. Where we were? Oh, I lost my notes. You and I.
This is
The Break-Ins.
Give it a sound effect.
Right there. Boom. We right dropped.
Boom. Okay. So what episode are we on? 57?
57, according to the file name.
So I've chosen. Or is that season 4, episode 17 now?
It is whatever you want it to be, buddy.
Hey, it's I'm living in the Marvel Now universe. That's just whatever number I want to put it at, buddy.
And then this is episode 1.
Yep. Starting over again. What's up?
Unless it's an anniversary episode.
Then we're at like 732, I think.
Maybe out of total minutes.
Yeah. Because
it's
the first season is so freaking long.
It's this is 57, I just checked. And speaking of 57, we've got a third man on the line who just experienced some sweet Heinz 57.
Oh, yeah. Ketchup all over the face.
Oh, yeah.
And we got the very special Scott DM Simmons tonight. Say hello, Scott.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, we're doing all right, man.
Totally missed it. You could have just said, hello, Scott.
Really? We're going to go with that old gag, Bruce?
Yeah, George Burns. What was his wife's name? Gracie Allen?
George Burns' woman? Yeah. That's what it is, I think.
Hey, good night, Gracie. Good night, Gracie.
Exactly. See, Scott's with me. Me and Scott are
both. Yeah, this is old. I'm 57.
I was gonna say, yeah, you're 57. That's what the problem is, right? I don't know this stuff.
Like
the new 57.
Man, you'd make a great editor in chief.
Yeah,
I think
all my gold turned to silver. Silver is turned to junk.
Is that what it is? And the bronze, we don't talk about.
Anyways.
What happened? The chromium, though, huge. So we got Scott on to talk about a couple of things. First being Cincinnati Comic Expo. We're a little late getting to the review portion, but Mike just recently got back from Guatemala.
Yep, Guatemala.
Had an extended stay there. He was performing a tuberculosis surgery on
organ harvest.
Yes, on kittens.
I needed to replace a. You know how many cat kidneys it takes to replace a human kidney? I have like 30 in here right now. It's ridiculous.
Jeez, what are you drinking?
Whatever's on the table. It doesn't matter if it's beer or if it's chloroform. I'm just going to drink it.
I'm sticking with the sweet tea.
That's probably the best bet to do.
Kittens love sweet tea.
Yeah, but I was not at Cincy Expo, so I'll ask you guys about Cincy Expo, and Scott being the guest of honor, we'll start with you, Scott. How did Cincy go for you, buddy?
Oh, it's always a good show for me. It's like one of the shows that I always get behind every year. I've been involved with the show for almost since the beginning, year one. This was our fourth year. Year one, basically, I just sent a whole bunch of people to their Facebook page, and, it's like hundreds and hundreds of people, went there because I told them about it. And,
right.
And they said, hey, no, no, no. But they somehow they found out about it, and they said, "Hey, you know, you're gonna get a free table next year." I'm like, "What?" Awesome. and then somehow, like, I volunteer for posters, and yeah, it's been history ever since. I've done programs for them. I've done the poster distribution, events, movie stuff. I coordinated some cross promotions between movie theaters and the Roller Girls. And various things.
No, this is pretty. It's pretty much in your backyard, or no? This is in your backyard, isn't it?
Right out back. You know, they set up in between the two trees.
There's a piñata. It's awesome.
All around it.
So that's really why you get a free table, is because you're loaning them the property. Is all it is.
It's his table. That's why it's free. It's an old card table. Sorry. No, it's do you have numbers, Scott? Like, how many people showed up this year?
No, they haven't released that yet. Andrew hasn't told me yet, but that doesn't mean it's not been released somewhere. Yeah. The year prior we had 6,000 people. I'm sure we did over that just from like how Saturday looked alone. It seemed much more busier than it was last year.
Saturday was amazing.
Saturday was incredible. People up in front saying it was busier than it was last year.
Yeah, I've had three different people either email me or send me messages through Facebook saying they couldn't find me. And so it's like, man, how many more sales would I have made?
Right.
You know? And
how many sales did you actually do?
They had maps.
yeah, chat owners.
On the floor. Fans on the floor.
So here's the question, though. Were they digging in the wrong spot, though? Oh, see, it's, you know, I made an Indiana Jones reference because of a guest who was there.
He wasn't there.
No.
John Rhys Davies didn't show up?
Backed out.
What?
He had something come up toward the last minute, an opportunity that for a movie project, I guess, or a television project.
Yeah.
And he's rescheduled for next year.
Sliders, the Next Generation, is that what it is?
I'd be all over that.
Yeah, you would.
I made let's talk about how we I made a surprising amount of money on Saturday. I was very happy with how I did. Sunday was slower, but Sunday seemed to be more of a conversational crowd. A lot of people came up to me and asked, you know, how'd you do this, or where'd you get this printed, or what made you decide to get into this or that? And me and Justin, we were both – we shared a table again. Me and Justin, we were both interviewed by some local newspaper, and I've yet to see anything from it. Also, there's some college kids walking around with camcorders. They hit up me and Justin. Sunday just seemed to be almost more like a media day for me, Scott. How did it look for you?
Oh, throughout the entire show, like, I had friends coming up to the table or I was going to friends' tables. This was definitely a networking show for me. I mean, it usually is. I mean, I always, like, go around and see if everyone's having a good time. And, you know, I can't stop at everyone's table, but, like, I try and see, like, most of my friends that I can throughout the show and check in on them and buy toys.
lots of toys.
What kind of toys?
Well, I looked for some toys. I think I actually bought some comics, and Shannon bought a poster. I was looking around for toys. But it was good. You know, I talked to some vendors, and I got – my friend Mark Lemieux couldn't make it down to the show. He had some stuff going on north. But I ended up getting an autograph for him from Jaws, Richard Kiel.
Nice.
He was really, really nice. And so got a signed photograph for him and also had him sign Mark's artwork from the program where Plattrick and Swampy met Jaws.
Cool.
Huh.
Yeah, but you know, I always take pictures. How many pictures do I have up in my Facebook album? It must be 100-something.
Yeah, it was. 1,427,000. Exactly. It was. I mean, you were all over the place at that convention, Scott.
Are you somewhat affiliated with them? Then is that what it is? Like, or do you like? Do you like work with the people actually at the con?
Yeah, I mean, I help like with the program and like usually the poster distribution. I didn't do that this year. It's just kind of disappointing, but the poster distribution happened later on in the game when I was working on the program, so I kind of had to pick and choose. And I did the floor plan that was up there. I don't understand why people couldn't find Mr. Hughes.
Yeah, my name was spelled right and everything. I don't get it.
Yeah,
your name was spelled right.
Me,
I know.
Yeah, I didn't put an apostrophe or anything.
There's a his.
it would be, I could make an exception if it was just one person, but for the fact that it was three, it's like, well, that's just weird.
Right.
And there was no like last minute shuffle or anything, and I'd even post on Facebook. I'm like, this is the table number I'm going to be at, so. I don't know. I don't get it. Are we allowed to talk about next year, Scott? Has there been any sort of official statements or anything?
Oh yeah, it was on the back of the program. It was okay. In the program.
Okay.
So yeah, that well, not common knowledge, but it's knowledge to anyone that read the program and listened, and 2014.
So, pretty much just not me, because apparently I didn't know until the woman came up to me, handed me a card.
Was this
thanks for reading the program, Bruce.
I was busy making money, Scott.
The one that Scott made. Was this Amanda? Was this
Was no. Me and Tom.
No, this is
Amanda. It's Laura.
Yeah, it's Laura. it's just a different company will be managing it.
It's not Wizard, is
it? Basically, No.
Oh, thank
God. This is co-owners, so Andrew's still an owner. Okay. But after 4 years, I mean, it's getting bigger, and the idea is, he brought in some other owners, American Legacy Tours, Laura was a part of, and then the other gentleman, is David Ray, and David's been involved with the show since the beginning.
Was he the one really big guy?
Year two. Yes. And he's actually been one of the people that has gotten like talent for the show, at least for the last 3 years. So some of the featured guests, he's brought those in.
Nice.
Those people in. So he's been involved, and so like him being an owner is just a natural progression.
Okay.
But Sorry.
No, you're fine. Go ahead. Keep going.
Oh yeah, so that's the ownership part. So it makes it a little easier, like on Andrew and just trying to get everything going and keep bringing it in, bringing people in, and making it bigger and better every year.
Yeah.
So not to like stir the pot because of everything that went on with the other one, and we'll just refer to it as. I've talked to a couple people who were at both shows, like people that were vendors, and they said that Expo was a lot better than the other one.
Yeah, I had heard from a vendor standpoint that it was much more organized. Yeah. And also during the Expo, people came up to me talking about the one that happened the weekend before, saying that they were much happier that they came to the Expo.
Right.
Just better people to talk to, much more reasonable prices,
mm-hmm.
and more to do.
Right.
Now, I don't want to bash the other one,
right?
Because I haven't experienced it firsthand, but like I said, the three people I talked to in person and the two people I've talked to on the internet all had very similar opinions that the Expo was better.
It's probably a couple of things. It's probably experience and probably the nature of the way everything happened. I know a lot of people felt jaded from the way the other one happened. Like a lot of vendors felt compelled to go to both because they didn't think it was fair to pick or choose which one to go to.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't be surprised if that tries to happen again next year.
Well, when the other one was announced, I got two or three emails from someone representing them. Talking to me about, different rates for tables and availability and things like that. And I felt weird just responding to them.
Right.
I'm not personally involved in the Expo, but it seemed weird to me. It seemed intentionally dickish. And I thought the best thing to do was just follow the course I'd taken previous years, not get involved, not choose one over the other, and just stick with what I'd done previously. Keeps my hands clean.
Exactly.
Murder the person you've hated all along. don't shift and murder more people at the end. Right, Scott?
Yes.
I thought your voice changed there for a second, Scott. I was getting worried.
And your daddy to me, too.
Well, you say that all the time. I mean, that's nothing normal.
Yeah, you keep saying, who's your daddy? Well, next year, like the expo, I don't know, on the back of the program as well. Oh, well, this is cool. Let me mention this first. Andrew actually got someone that like I've asked for wow, 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
A girl from Firefly, Jewel State.
Yeah, I did see that. So I did look at part of your program, I guess.
But really, really happy about that. And George Perez will be back. He was there last year. Marv Wolfman and Jason David Frank, and then John Rhys Davies. So those are, and I believe Peter Mayhew's coming as well. He had the surgery this year.
Good, good. I saw he'd raised the money on Kickstarter. I didn't know if that was going to be some sort of immediate thing or what.
Oh, for what?
Him getting the knee surgery.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. He raised money on, it was like something like $45,000. It wasn't that big of a deal. And it was like for the surgery, and he wants to make a documentary, and I don't know. It seemed very reasonably priced for, you know, my God, he was Chewbacca.
Yeah, interesting.
But we all owe him.
Yes.
For years of entertainment. So Expo went well. You enjoyed it. You're going to enjoy it next year. Talk to us. Yep. Talk to me. Because Mike's gone. Talk to me about St. Louis a little.
Okay. Well, I was just going to mention that the expo, like, they're also combining, like, with five other shows, like the Cincinnati Film Festival, the Steampunk Bazaar, which is Pandora.
Yeah, now
Cincinnati Zombie Walk, it's by the Banks. Oh yeah, what?
No, is that PandoraCon?
Yeah, I believe that's. It's Pandora's Steampunk Bazaar.
Steampunk. No,
I don't think it replaces PandoraCon.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure if that meant that the expo and that Derby City would be interconnected somehow, because I believe the gentleman who runs Derby also does PandoraCon or something along those lines.
Yeah, I'm not sure how all that goes right now. I'm not certain about that. I don't know if like the whole Derby thing changed things. I'm a little like lost on that one.
It went well. Things seem to be organized with Derby. I had a good time, and you know, it doesn't really, honestly. And you know, there's no offense to, you know, Eric or Andrew or Matt or any of these people, but as long as it goes well, I don't care who's behind it. It's probably a testament to them that I don't have his name memorized.
Like, you know, you don't have anyone's name in your head to blame.
Exactly. Darn you, Expo! I didn't hear anyone yell that. St. Louis, though. Yeah. That's a good sized city.
St. Louis. I didn't get to go downtown until like after the show. On Sunday, I went down to the Arch and looked at it, because the show got over at 5, and like, you know, by the time Shannon and I got downtown, it was like 5 after 6. I was like, well, can't go in, but like it was beautiful. And a lot of Missouri reminds me of well, it's weird, kind of like a combination of Ohio and Florida. Florida for like all the shorter buildings, like 2 or 3 story, like offices and kind of office buildings,
yeah,
that are just kind of broad, you know. And then I don't know, parts of urban Ohio, like in downtown. But but it was a wonderful show. I have a lot of good memories. And there's like one thing I can't talk about yet that happened. It's not professional related, but kind of more on a personal note, and it was really exciting, and Shane and I were really excited about it. So,
well, good. I like good news, even if it's secret good news. It's just nice to know that good things happen.
Yeah, we'll know, I think, by next weekend, which is the 4th or 5th or 6th. one of those days I'll like be able to announce it on Facebook.
Cool. What made you decide to look into St. Louis? Was this your first time in St. Louis
at the convention? This is my very first time in St. Louis.
Okay.
Now, I've always wanted to travel since I was younger. And what's kind of funny is, of course, comic book conventions, you know, which is professionally tied to me, you know, wanting to do those on a professional level. Also, on a personal level, I get to travel.
Yeah.
And this year I was like, why don't I like try and like do shows near like family? So Shannon's family lives in Springfield, and there's like and in St. Louis. So I found the St. Louis show, and we made a trip out there, and she was able to see her family while I was at the show.
That's awesome.
Brilliant.
Yeah. I mean, that's really smart. Yeah, I mean, you completely tie the wife into it that way, and that's twice the motivation. You're excited about this. She's excited about that. They happen to take place at the same time. I mean, that's the smartest thing you've ever done, Scott.
Thank you.
Wow. Did you turn a profit in St. Louis, or was it just fun?
It was both. Okay. You know, I go on a professional level, you know, to like interact with people and like meet new fans and make connections and just have a lot of fun, you know, on a personal level as well. Yeah, I mean, I obviously, you know, with the hotel and the travel expenses and everything, I didn't break even, but I did really well.
Good.
So, you know, yeah, it was very,
if
very.
If you're able
very
to make happy. Part of it vacation too, then you can justify not breaking even.
Well, that's
you
know? Part of the expense too. Yeah.
Yeah.
I certainly didn't have to stay Friday night. I guess I could have driven down like Saturday. So, yeah. But yeah, it was a really great show. A lot of great memories. I don't have all the photos up. I put 10 up as a teaser on Monday, and I was really exhausted from the whole trip. Like on Tuesday, I was just like, you know, when it hit me, and I just couldn't, you know, go through all my photos.
I saw the picture of Yuen Perez, and that's awesome. I mean, he's such just an impressive guy. I'd kill to just stand next to him, you know.
Like,
did you get to shake his hand? Were you like, this is the hand that's done so much?
Yes.
Wow.
I talked to him in Cincinnati last year, like briefly. I met him in Baltimore a long time ago. Ironically, 2003, like in Baltimore, when I first met him, was when his hand had been injured. And then this year, like, 10 years later, he's got his eye problems, which concerns a lot of people, you know. Yeah.
So you're bad luck.
No, I saw him last year.
You are a curse incarnate for George Perez.
Hawaiian shirt on. And I joked with him about that and asked him if he remembered that. But I did see him at St. Louis. I waited in line, but I was getting kind of antsy to like go back to my table. Unfortunately, he stepped out from his table to like take a picture, and like when I noticed he wasn't talking to anyone, I kind of said, you know, that I wish like that I hope the best for him, like with his eye surgery and everything.
Yeah.
And then on the way out, on his way out, I saw him and I asked for a picture with him. He's like, yeah. And Shannon got that like a really tight photograph that, you know, it just looks, it's just really cool. Unfortunately,
I like to
for a long time.
I like to imagine that it's the two of you like sharing a recliner, because we can't see the full body. So like maybe you're sitting in his lap. Oh, comfortable. You got a snuggie pulled up, but like a nice like paisley print snuggie, something classy. Is that not how it was?
You're so funny.
So,
but I love that photograph because it was so like close up. Yeah. Usually people take pictures of me and like they're like wide out and
full body.
And then I crop it in Photoshop. This I didn't have to crop at all. It was like you just trim a little off the bottom. It was like perfect.
Will you go back next year?
I would really love to. Unfortunately, I'm almost certain that it's going to conflict with Cincinnati. Oh, yeah. And seeing how I do all the work for the expo, and Jules is going to be there.
Yeah.
And you know, it's my hometown.
Cincinnati,
yeah. Probably Trump Louisville, St. Louis.
She was in Stargate Atlantis.
St. Louisville.
A lot of people forget that Jewel State was in Stargate Atlantis.
Yeah, I never like watched Stargate.
Shame on my parents, Scott.
Oh, I don't know. The movie didn't really impress me, so I wasn't too certain about the TV series.
TV show is an entirely different animal. It barely continues from the movie.
Yeah, I remember when the movie came out, and I worked at a movie theater at that time. People just kept coming out. This is 1994, and people came out saying, "Oh, it's just like Star Wars." And I'm watching it, and I'm like, "It reminds me of Dune." I don't know. it just proved that people were like really hungry for Star Wars to come back, and of course, 5 years later, it did. Well, I guess technically 3 years later, it did. It just came back as like re-releases with extra scenes and stuff.
I think people compare all science fiction to either Star Wars or Star Trek. Like that's it. Those are people's touchstones.
Yeah, you can compare Into Darkness with Star Trek Wrath of Khan.
Yes, you can.
In fact, you can almost see them as the same movie.
Oh, let's not talk about that. Let's go ahead and take our first break. And okay. we'll be right back.
Who can turn a heart with a smile? Who can take a blank page and make it all seem worthwhile? Simmons can, Scott D. and Simmons can, so that you'll always know it. Give his website a little click, and his smile will show it. Not Simmons.com, Scott D. and Simmons.com, Scott D. M. Simmons.com.
Okay, hey, we're back, and we're still talking with Scott about some of his upcoming stuff he's got going on right now. Scott, that's you, buddy.
well, let's see. We were talking about like 2014, and yeah, I would be adding more conventions to my schedule. And then Bruce and I started talking about like some stuff on the side. I did want to mention, again, that book looks really gorgeous.
Black Sand.
Yeah. Now, we were talking about grayscaling, artists grayscaling their own artwork, mm-hmm. and how black and white, like comics, you know, is that appealing or turn off or anything? I mean, I think black and white comics are beautiful. I met a gentleman named Jeff Weigel. He did have you ever heard of the Sphinx from Big Bang?
Yep. No, never mind. I'm thinking of something completely different. No, I'm not familiar with it.
No. Sorry.
Let's see.
I know the are you talking like the Sphinx from Mystery Men?
No.
Okay.
You have to go through
Facebook. Okay, so anyway, I met him and
I'm looking at it right now. Okay, I get you.
His work is classic. Like, I mean, if you think like, Prince Valiant or the old, Phantom comic strips. I mean, just that classic, like, illustrated, beautiful faces and, you know, heroic action. And his stuff was gorgeous. He showed me a book that he's doing that he's going to have released next year. It is drop dead gorgeous artwork. And I was looking through his photocopies of it. He had most of it inked. I think it's like five or six chapters. And like chapters 5 and 6, I believe, were like in just pencil. I was like, I would buy the book just like this. You know? It was probably a sketch version of your book. That's how gorgeous these pages are.
Looking at the guy's website, it's gorgeous art, and he seems to he has a couple of different styles going on for different subject matter, but all of it's beautiful. And the Sphinx stuff in particular, it looks it's in the school of like Chris Sprouse, I would say.
I was actually thinking Steve Rude, believe it or not.
Oh yeah, I see that in like the color cover, but the black and white stuff leads me down a Sprouse area.
It's interesting that we hit this black and white thing again right now, because DC's done a couple things recently where they did a what do they call it? Batman Hush Unwrapped, and it was all of Jim Lee's pencils and inks. Oh, wow. And stuff like, and so like it's everything's still lettered and everything like that, but it's noir looking, you know what I mean? Because it's very rough, so you get to see it, and it's like, well, one, this guy just does way too much line work. It's crazy, you know. Yeah. But it's just kind of neat to look at. But the other one that they did, and Bruce, I think you would like this one too. Did you ever read Broken City by Brian Azzarello and Edward Russo?
I may have read some of it, but sadly enough, those guys always lose me towards the middle, right, of any story they're telling.
They collected their whatever their run that they've done on Batman over however many years, you know, like the different stuff that they did, and they just called it Batman Noir, and it was just it's all done in black and white.
Wow.
And it looks pretty cool. And I was just actually following Eric Larson the other day, because I like the stuff he posts up, and he's going back to doing the Savage Dragon archives again. And he said one of the things that he always loved about picking up like the essential versions and everything, because it was pretty much just the line and the ink work. And then recently that companies have started doing they've been just taking out the color and not leaving the ink work. It still has the blacks in it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But Eric was talking about how he's actually gone in and had to redo pages where, like, I think there was a part where Malcolm's looking up at a starfield, or when he was, like, trapped in space, and he had to completely redo the starfields so they would turn out right on the archive editions that he's doing.
So is he making them more stark black and white, or is he adding more gray? Exactly. He's just going black and white.
I think it's some tone as well too.
Okay. Now, did he draw the starfield, or is the starfield digital?
He drew it and then went through and I'd have to find what he did, but he touched it up to make sure that it came up in black and white, right?
Yeah.
Because it was added in. It was like one of those things where it was added at I guess the way you would put it is like added in post. You know what I mean? He didn't actually – he just put the stars on there, and then it was colored black over top of it. But he went through and redid the – I think he almost had to like invert the color so the stars came out opposite and then the black. You know what I mean? Like he said he worked on it for easily a month just trying to get it right.
I find Starfields to be a pain in the butt.
Oh, yeah.
Especially if you want to do them by hand. Scott, right. Do you have any problem with this, or you just avoid the sky?
No, I've done some Starfields. I'll do it like by hand, and then I might go into Photoshop and kind of tweak the whites a little bit.
Yeah,
yeah,
like brush.
I've always thought maybe I'll just do like a 8.5 by 11 Starfield and just have like a stock Starfield.
Yeah, I remember you posting something about this the other day. Yeah. You were just talking about this on Facebook, weren't you?
I don't know if it was just the other day. I just did a page with a Starfield in it, and I tried to do it by hand, and I thought to myself, man, I'm going to need to go back with some whiteout or something, or there's only going to be like 3 stars in the sky by the time I inked everything, and it's like, oh, that bled. Oh, that bled too. Oh, no.
That's funny.
I'm sorry, Scott. I feel like we've gotten off track here.
Oh, you're fine.
But you were talking about the grayscaling and everything, and you said you were talking to Jeff about all this stuff. And are you looking to do more with grayscale then, or?
No, we were talking about the Super Mom's in black and white, and I said I never heard anyone come up to me and say this is black and white. I'm not going to buy it, you know. Mm-hmm. There hasn't been anything that I've seen anywhere, about black and white versus color. But I don't even remember what got us on that topic. Was it just me talking about getting a colorist?
Yeah, as you talking about a colorist, and I said, do you find it's even worth it? And even in the Superman stuff, it looks like some of it you've got some gray here and there.
Yeah, I think the gray was added by Scott. Okay. It's very maybe like a couple of times.
Yeah, I've seen it like 3 times flipping through.
Maybe the smoke, the fire scene, maybe.
It's like silhouettes.
Yeah, I did that. Yeah, I did that. I did that one. Yeah, it's very, very minor. Anyways, going back to the 2014 thing, which was the original, like that thing we were talking about. Going all over the map here.
We literally. We did this a lot.
Where are you looking to go?
Well, I'm going to start it off with Lexington. The first show, which was last year, was amazing. I did so well there for one day show. I mean, I think that might have been like one of my top one day shows ever. So I was going to register for another table, and I was, I think it was like November or October, and they'd already sold out.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
And I got on the waiting list, and the waiting list never opened up. And so I ran down to the convention this year and, like, got my table for next year. And that gives you a discount if you buy it at the show. So
right.
So I've got that going on March 14th, 16th. And then one of my all-time favorites, Gem City, April 5th through the 6th.
Gem City. I'm not familiar with that one. Where's that?
It's in Ohio.
Oh, what?
Albuquerque, I think.
It's funny.
C2E2, so long as I can get in. I've been lucky enough to get in for the past,
I hear great things about that convention.
3 or 4 years I've been there. It's very enjoyable. It's always like one I'm willing to take a loss on because I know that, the cost of going out there, getting the hotel and all that stuff, I'm never going to probably make all that money back, but I enjoy it so much. And I still do, like I said, I mean, I do well. And so many great people to talk to there.
And I've heard it used to be Wizard World was always the big one out there and everything like that. And now it's, everybody that I talk about or that I talk to that goes to C2E2, like the guys from Superfly, they say like that is like one of the premier cons now, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I've always called it, the San Diego of the Midwest.
Right.
And it's not Hollywood like San Diego's become, but it's like what you would expect out of a big comic show.
Now,
C2E2's got it.
Do the big guys like Marvel and DC, are they set up there?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Really? Okay.
I think all the major companies are there.
Nice.
It was really funny. As I talked to these guys about like what they did at the convention, they have a bunch of retailer summit things there too. And so like Image Comics comes out, and what their big thing was is they're announcing that Image is doing a big retailer summit in San Francisco. And then they said, DC's guy came out there and they talked, and everybody was kind of like, oh, okay. And then when Marvel's guy, I can't think who it was, if it was oh God, what's his name?
C.B. Cebulski.
Maybe, I don't know.
It's not Busick, is it? No.
No, Marvel. No, Busick.
I know. I'm trying to think. Who's the other guy that wears the hat and has the beard? And...
Oh God, it's gonna kill me.
He's snippy with people on the internet.
Jared hates this guy so much, and like he basically kind of came out, and people were asking about different stuff and. Like, they announced, the next big event, and then it's like, oh, by the way, and as soon as that's done, there's this event. And they're like, well, you're announcing an event and then announcing another one. They're like, yeah. And they're like, what do you think that's going to do? And they're like, yeah, we don't really care. It's like,
yeah.
Okay. oh, God, what is his name? That's going to kill me.
Do you know who we're talking about, Scott?
No.
Man.
Oh, Tom
Brevoort.
Brevoort. Yep, there you go. Got it.
Oh, ha-ha! High five, Bruce, across the
room.
Anyways, so C2E2, what else you got going on, Scott?
Well, this year I didn't do much of anything for Free Comic Book Day, but it's in May. Hoping to do that Cincinnati Library Comic Con. They had their first one this year. It was like pretty cool. I went in there and talked to a lot of people. Met this one artist that was really cool. He draws Lucius Hammer, or writes it, and what a fun book.
Never.
But I was pretty impressed.
You're going to put up the stuff in the show notes, aren't you?
Sure.
You said sure.
You all that stuff. I think you asked. You don't have to put it all in.
That's funny. I looked up Luscious Hammer.
That might take you somewhere else completely,
Bruce. Yeah, that was some man meat there. That's not what we're looking for at all. Sweet Jesus, Scott, what do you got me looking up?
Yeah. Okay, Lucius Tamer. It's kind of like a cage in a way. Then Appleseed.
Appleseed?
Appleseed is
And it's an anime. It's true, it really is an anime. Yeah. I didn't just make that up. But
then I'll go to Zillion and Akira.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, why isn't there an Akira? Where's the Akira Con at? There should be an Akira Con.
Let me know when you make it to Fully Cool.
Oh, Fully Cool is awesome. Anyways, sorry. So Appleseed. Where's Appleseed?
Fort Wayne. That's
That makes complete sense, yeah. Johnny Appleseed, duh.
Yes. That's in May. And then Spokane, out where my dad lives, in Spokane, Washington, of course.
The only Spokane, Washington that I know of.
I'm gonna skip a couple here, just say them at the end because they're the new ones. I do hope to go back to Derby City.
Derby's great con. I love that place.
Yeah.
I'll be doing Cincinnati, of course. And like I said, the only reason I wouldn't go back to St. Louis, because I really loved St. Louis, that was a great show, is if it conflicts with Cincinnati, and it may. Maybe the same weekend. That would be kind of heartbreaking, but what am I going to do? I can't do both shows in the same weekend.
Why not? That's weird.
No, I did notice for the expo, there were certain people who only did one day.
Yeah, but I'm also affiliated with the show. That would be really weird.
Well,
plus, it takes like 8 hours for me to drive to St. Louis. What? So
even by train?
At 7, 8 train.
I don't know. Make it dirigible? How far is it?
The train would probably take me long.
Steamboat thing.
I'd have to leave at like 1 o'clock in the morning.
Plans, trains, and automobiles. I like the way you've thought this through, and you're like, no, trains, not the way to go. Tried that back in 2002. Horrible idea.
Maybe a plane. No.
Lost worst idea ever.
I'd love to go to Pittsburgh, but that's just a maybe right now, just because Shannon and I really enjoyed that city when we went up there to look around.
Really?
There's a show.
Shocked. I've been to Pittsburgh twice, and both times I thought, wow, this is where America takes a poop.
Yeah, they're called.
How long ago was it?
First time was in the 90s. Uh-huh. Second time was, I don't know, over 10 years ago?
Yeah, I've heard that, you know, the city has totally changed since then. I mean, it did have a bad rep, whatever. And Shane and I were really shocked when we went out there that a lot of it reminded us of Cincinnati. And, it looked really nice in the parts we were in. There was a, not Broadway, but it might have been the name of the street, but there was an arts area that we kind of ran into. There was a train station that had been turned into a hotel, and we thought that was totally awesome. That's looking. There's supposedly, what do they call them? The lifts that go up the hill that, you know, cable cars used to be on.
Yep.
Actually, there are cable cars on them, but what are they called?
I said, yep, I know what you're talking about. I don't know what they're called, but...
There's quite a few rivers that all converge, and then there's a park right like where they converge.
Well, it's three rivers.
Yes.
There's a stadium right there, too. That's where the that's Heinz Field. That's where Steelers play.
Boom, you've been schooled.
Every building down there is named after Heinz, going back to Heinz.
Mm-hmm. The ketchup?
Yeah, there must have been 57 places named after Heinz.
I get it.
And John Kerry's not allowed in any of them.
No. Oh.
But it was really bizarre.
That's what I bring to the table. Awkwardness.
Yep. That's where it works out well.
What was kind of bizarre was like on a drawing, like my fictional city that takes place, that happens to be in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Out of my head. And then, like, drawing it, and then, like, going to Pittsburgh and realizing, wait,
it's kind of looks like it.
I didn't just draw Pittsburgh. I mean, it was just weird that I had rivers going around the city, and like that's what Pittsburgh is. I was like, that's so bizarre that that would have happened. Well, anyways.
And we're going to take a quick break right there, guys. Scott's got to keep on babbling on about everything that he's wanting to do. So, no, we had Scott on just for quite a bit more and everything. So, we're going to put a pin in the cap right now and just come back here in a couple weeks and finish up part two of our provocative interview with the Mr. Scott D.M. Simmons himself, the robot who just won't stop. And we love him for it. So, be sure to check us out here in a couple weeks, and we'll have part two up. So, tune in next time, kids.